Blog Talk Radio.
Lift your worship now.
Gotta be where you are.
Gotta be where you are.
Woo!
just to see you, to behold you as my King. I wanna be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are.
Amen, amen.
Love is who you are.
Hallelujah on today. We want to be where you are, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God on today. Everybody who has called and everybody who has tuned in. Hallelujah. This is the anointing truth of Christ. Will Arrive Ministries presents more than an hour of power. Glory to God on tonight. And we thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that has tuned in on this evening. I hope you have come to have a blessed time in the Lord. Later on in our broadcast, amen, Apostle Elnay Curry will be joining us all the way from Los Angeles, California, to bring forth a dynamic word from the Lord. Right now, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your holy name on tonight. Lord, we want to ask that your Holy Spirit come through and move in a mighty way, Lord. We want to hear your revelation knowledge on today, dropping into our hearts, our minds, our soul. We are receptive and we are ready to receive the word of God on tonight. We want to bind, we want to rebuke and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. And Lord, we want you to know we love you, that we appreciate you, that we magnify your name on today, because you are truly worthy to be praised, you're worthy to be magnified, you're worthy to be lifted up, Lord, and we love you on this evening, Lord. Hallelujah. We adore you. We lift you up. We magnify you. We bless your name on this evening. Glory to God. And we love you, and we appreciate you, Lord, for everything that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, hallelujah, and amen. Bless the name, hallelujah, of the Lord on tonight. Once again, we want to just thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in on today. Hallelujah, once again, this is a power. I am your host, Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers in the building. Glory to God. You know, First Lady ain't far from me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we're getting ready to have a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. And as I mentioned, it is Monday night. And on Monday night, glory to God. Hallelujah. The leader of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship comes forth and brings forth a dynamic word. Hallelujah. From God. Amen. Which is none other than Apostle Elden A. Curry will be joining us shortly. Hallelujah. With the word from the Lord. Right now, amen, let's open up with a scripture. Amen. We're going to Psalms 100 as usual. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Psalms 100. Amen. I'm reading out of the King James Version. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word. Hallelujah on this evening. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The writer of this particular psalm is King David. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the title of this psalm in my Bible says it's a psalm of praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And what David was attempting to teach us through this psalm is how we are to act when we enter into the presence of God. See, at the time when David was writing this, glory to God, he had put, amen, the Ark of the Covenant, which was believed where the Holy Spirit dwelled, the Spirit of God dwelled on the Ark of the Covenant. He had put it in this tent. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you went into this tent, you believe the Spirit of the Lord was inside the tent. Hallelujah. With the Ark of the Covenant. Glory to God. And he's telling us when you come to this tent. Hallelujah. When you walk through the doors of the tent, hallelujah, you are entering into the presence of God. Glory to God. And when you enter in the presence of God, you got to enter in a certain way. Glory to God. You can't enter in any old kind of way. Hallelujah. You got to enter in a certain way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he's saying the way you enter that is with praise, magnifying the Lord, lifting him up, singing praises unto him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are to walk through the doors, hallelujah, of the sanctuary, giving God something. Hallelujah. This is what David was saying. We are to give God praise. And one other scripture, he says, his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he's saying when you come into the presence of God, hallelujah, you got to be ready to give an offering of praise. Hallelujah. So I know some preachers might tell you, amen, you can't come before the Lord empty-handed. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to have some money in your hands. Glory to God. You got to have an offering. Glory to God. But David is telling us that offering needs to be some praise. Hallelujah. You need to be thanking God. You need to be magnifying God. You need to be lifting God up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. See, we want something from God. Hallelujah. We want healing. We want deliverance. Lord, free me from this sin that I'm in. Lord, bless my finances. Lord, heal my body. Lord, bless my children. Lord, do this. Lord, do that. Lord, do this. He said, you want me to do all this for you, but what have you done for me lately? Glory to God. Where's my praise? Hallelujah. Why aren't you lifting me up? Glory to God. See, I noticed when something's wrong with you. Remember, hallelujah, I asked Cain, why has your countenance fallen? Why are you looking so down? Why are you so sullen? Glory to God, hallelujah. I try to, amen, lift you up. I try to give you some high self-esteem. I try to tell you to feel good about yourself. I try to tell you a child, my child, a child of the Most High God. I try to tell you royalty. Glory to God. I try to tell you one of them stars that I told Abraham about. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But what do you do for me? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do you praise me? Do you magnify me? Do you lift me up? Do you show your gratitude? Do you show your appreciation? Hallelujah. And like I said, this was at a time where you had to go somewhere to get into the presence of God. Hallelujah. It was believed that God was only in that one place. Hallelujah. Praise God. And David was telling us how we're supposed to act when we go into that one place. Hallelujah. You know, some of us don't got no trouble acting like this on Sunday morning when we go to church. Hallelujah. We shout all up and down the aisles. We sing hallelujah. Amen. We sing along with the choir. Praise God. We tell the pastor, boy, you better preach. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then we get to dancing and shouting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But what about the rest of the week? What about every other day, every other minute, every other hour? Hallelujah. Praise God. See, the presence of God is no longer just at the church, if it's at the church. Glory to God. That's a whole nother can of worms, if it's even there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, amen, when Jesus was on the cross, something happened at the church. Hallelujah. Something happened at the temple. Hallelujah. Something happened at the sanctuary, the compartment, which was called the holiest of holies. Praise God, all the way in the back of the church. Glory to God. Wasn't nobody allowed to go back there. Hallelujah, amen, but the priests. Glory to God. And they had to do a whole lot before they went back there. They had to do some washing. They had to do some cleansing. Amen. In the scripture, they had to, amen, sanctify themselves before they went back there because they was entering into the presence of God. And they also wore a veil, just in case God killed them while they was back there. Hallelujah, amen. They could ring the bell and say, I'm in trouble. God mad, glory to God. And there was a rope tied around them. Hallelujah, so the priest that was on the outside could drag them out. Hallelujah, because they believed God was back there. Hallelujah, and the veil, we hear veil and we think about, amen, when somebody get married, they got that little veil over their face. Glory to God. But the veil we talking about is a curtain. Hallelujah. I believe it was 18 feet tall, and I'm sorry, 9 feet tall. Hallelujah. And 6 feet wide. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It took people on both sides, a number of men on both sides, to pull this curtain open and allow, praise God, hallelujah, the priest, amen, that was singled out that week to go back there and do the incense and the sacrifices. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because God was back there. But when Jesus died on the cross, hallelujah, not only did the sky darken, not only did the sun refuse to shine, hallelujah, but there was an earthquake. And when that earthquake happened, the temple began to shake. And for no reason at all, the veil ripped. It ripped from the top to the bottom, not from the bottom to the top. See, it would have made sense if it ripped from the bottom to the top because it was an earthquake going on. Hallelujah. But it ripped from the top to the bottom, which meant it was coming straight from God. Hallelujah. And he ripped it to say there's no more separation between you and I. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Hallelujah. There's no more separation between you and I. Hallelujah. You no longer have to wait till you come here to be in my presence. Hallelujah. Now you are always in my presence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because on the day of Pentecost, I sent my ghost. I sent my spirit, my Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. To comfort you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he is able to be with each and every one of you at one time in multiple places. He is omnipresent. Hallelujah, which means he's over here, he's over there. Hallelujah, amen, he's everywhere, glory to God. Somebody said, I heard somebody say, hallelujah, God's like water. Well, what you mean, hallelujah, God's like water? It's inside of us. Hallelujah, we made up of it. Glory to God, when we look up, we see it in the sky. Hallelujah, amen, it's beneath us. Hallelujah, it's all around us. We need it to survive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's everywhere. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can't run from him. Hallelujah. Because he's omnipresent. Why are you telling me all this, Elder? Hallelujah. Because, amen, David was saying, you got to wait till you get to a place. Hallelujah. I'm trying to tell you, you in that place right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to tell you the presence of God is with you wherever you are right now. Glory to God. You ain't got to wait to go to the church. Glory to God, you ain't got to wait to get baptized. Hallelujah, you ain't got to wait to tarry on the altar. You ain't got to wait for me to lay hands on you, glory to God. If you call upon the name of the Lord and you believe it, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. The Bible says, hallelujah, when two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in the midst. Hallelujah, the midst means I'm in the middle. Glory to God, two or three. Glory to God, hallelujah. Or more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But it only takes two. Hallelujah. He's in the midst. He's in the middle. He's right here right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he ain't going nowhere. He said, I will never leave you. Hallelujah. Or forsake you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It reminds me of that song. Hallelujah. From Dream Girls. Hallelujah. Amen. You can say what you want. I'm not walking out. Hallelujah. He ain't leaving. Praise God. Hallelujah. You may walk away from him. You may turn your back on God. Hallelujah. But God will never turn his back on you. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, I will be with you until the end of time. Well, what is the end of time? Glory to God. Until the day you die. That's when time over for you. That's your end of time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Until the day you die, to the day you leave this earth, I will be with you. Glory to God. If you choose to believe that I'm with you on today, hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord say that's the whole thing. You have to believe everything, hallelujah, that I have taught you, the Lord says, has to do with your belief system. He said, that's why I'm saying change your mind, because what do you believe in your mind? Glory to God. If you believe I'm with you, I'm with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you don't believe I'm with you, I could be standing right next to you, but you won't look for me. You won't see me. You won't feel me because you don't believe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, why won't a lot of people get saved? Praise God. He said, I read Revelations. I heard the numbers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's a low number, Lord. How come just that many people? Hallelujah. Because of their belief system. I said that I gave my only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him. Whosoever. See, first of all, they don't believe. They follow under the qualifications of whosoever. Whosoever means anybody. Black, white, purple, green, yellow. Glory to God. No matter what language you speak, no matter what city, what continent, what country you from, hallelujah, no matter the color of your skin, whosoever believeth. Hallelujah. If you believe it, hallelujah, what they tell you in world, what they told you in school, if you believe it, you will achieve it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's truth in that statement. Glory to God. Because they got it from God. Anything you believe, that's what will manifest in your life. Glory to God. Anything you believe, that's what will manifest in your life. If you believe ain't no good women, you ain't going to find one. Hallelujah. Why? Because you're going to find something wrong with every last one of them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why? Because you're looking for something wrong. Praise God. Why are you looking for something wrong? Because I don't believe. Hallelujah. It's any good women out here. Ain't no good men out here. I don't believe it. Hallelujah. So they're passing you up. It may be every 15th man. Maybe every 20th man. Hallelujah. It may be every 75th man. Hallelujah. But you still passed them up because you didn't believe it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I keep telling you, faith go both ways. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says faith come by hearing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But then there's an alpha saying right there, which means that's two different sentences put together. Praise God. So faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So he's telling you how you receive faith. Hallelujah. And he's telling you if you want this kind of faith, this is what you got to be listening to, the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because if you listen to what the world says, you'll be like Eve. Praise God. Eve listened to what the world said. Hallelujah. Remember the serpent was, we say it was a snake, but we never find out if it's a snake. We just know it's a serpent. Glory to God. But he was the most cunning, hallelujah, beast of the field. He wasn't in the garden. Praise God. He was of the field. Hallelujah. So he came in out from the field. Praise God, hallelujah, trying to influence Eve, glory to God, hallelujah. And instead of listening to the faith of God, to what God told them, hallelujah, this is what I believe. I believe if I eat this fruit, I'm going to die. Hallelujah. Instead, she listened to what the world said. Nah, you ain't going to die. Nah, he ain't going to leave you. Nah, she ain't going to divorce you. No, your kids ain't going to grow up that way. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Well, everybody has an opinion. Hallelujah. Praise God. But don't nobody got facts. God's the only one that got the facts. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it's all about what we believe. What do you believe in? If you believe there's no good in the world, praise God, you ain't going to never find none. Hallelujah, praise God. Because if you don't believe it, you won't find it. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. If you don't believe it, you won't find it. That's why Jesus said, amen, seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Open, praise God. See, if you're not looking for good, you're not going to find good. Hallelujah, praise God. Once again, it's what your focus is. What are you focused on looking for? Praise God. Hallelujah. What are you focused on looking for? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because that's, amen, what faith is all about. When you believe, amen, praise God, the word of the living God. Hallelujah, praise God. When we believe things that we don't see. Hallelujah. Praise God. When the doctors say that you're sick, amen, praise God, but you believe the report of the Lord that he was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. Hallelujah. He did all this. He was bruised. He was made hurt so I could be healed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when you go to the doctor and the doctor tell you one diagnosis, glory to God, hallelujah, what do you believe? See, your mind is what controls the rest of your body. Hallelujah. Praise God. The only thing that can shut your body down besides your mind is your heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But your heart will continue to beat. Hallelujah. Watch this. As long as the brain continues to tell it. Hallelujah. See, the brain got fail safes. Hallelujah. That's how people survive heart attacks and heart conditions. The brain got fail safe. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. The heart ain't pumping correctly. Let me move this over here. That's why people's legs get swollen, because the brain is thinking. It's doing things. The brain is alive. That's why we'll never figure out. They say we only use 10%, and we'll never figure out how to use the rest of the 90. Why? Because we're trying to use our brain to figure out itself. Hallelujah. And it's not going to let you. Glory to God. It ain't going to let you. Praise God. How many times somebody tried to figure you out? Look, I'm going to tell you what I want you to know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what I want you to know. That's what your brain doing. It's telling you what it wants you to know. That's why you got to have faith, because you can't rely on this flesh. Your brain made of flesh. You know that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't rely on it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, man, that little 10% that we're using, we got to put it all in this word. Hallelujah, praise God. Because just maybe if we put it in this word, it could help us unlock some of that other 90. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we'll never accomplish it if we don't believe it. Hallelujah. Belief, amen, is a powerful thing. It's the thing about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Once again, we thank God, amen, on today. Praise God. Hallelujah for our scripture. Amen. That was Psalms 100. Praise God. If you believe you are in the presence of the living God all the time, you should wake up with an attitude of gratitude. You should wake up praising him. You should wake up magnifying him. You should wake up lifting him up. Hallelujah, because he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be lifted up. He's worthy to be magnified. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Once again, we thank God. If you're just now tuning in with us, this is more, hallelujah, than an hour of power. I'm your host, Elder Andre Primos, amen, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, hallelujah, is in the building. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our speaker is running late for some reason. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go ahead and get it going. Hallelujah. On tonight. Praise God. Let's go to Genesis on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Genesis chapter 2. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 2. We're going to start at verse number 16. Verse number 16. Glory to God. No, we're going to start at verse number 15. Glory to God. Genesis chapter 2, verse number 15. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we get ready to go into this word on today, Lord, we ask that you lead us and you guide us, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance for the revelation that you're about to give us. Amen. And we're just going to praise and magnify your name on this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. And it reads, "And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it." Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's stop right there real quick. Hallelujah. The Lord God took the man. He had already formed him out of the ground and blew the breath of life in him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now he's taking him and putting him in the midst of the garden. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And His commandment is to dress and keep it. Praise God, to dress and to keep it. Praise God, hallelujah. I want you to understand, hallelujah, what's going on here. Praise God, hallelujah. In chapter 2, this is describing, amen, the formation of man. Praise God, and the formation of Eden, the Garden of Eden, glory to God. When we go back to verse 7, it says, the Lord God formed the man of dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So he created the man. He created the man first. We're going to go in order here. Praise God. And then verse 8 it says, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he formed. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the man, he was already formed. Hallelujah. Then he planted, which means he just, you know, put, hallelujah, amen, a garden eastward in Eden, and then he put the man in the garden. Hallelujah, praise God. Watch this. And then verse 9 says, out of the ground made the Lord God grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil, Hallelujah. And a river out of Eden, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so I want you to understand what happened. He created the man, then he created, amen, praise God, the garden, then he put the man in the garden, hallelujah, praise God, and told him to dress it and to keep it, praise God, hallelujah. The garden represents, amen, the blessing. Glory to God, amen. He formed the man, hallelujah, then he planted the garden. Understand, if he planted the garden was already made. He just planted it there. That's where he put it. Glory to God, hallelujah. Then he put the man in the blessing. Hallelujah, amen. What I'm trying to tell you is God has already prepared a blessing for you. Praise God. He prepared it when he prepared you. Glory to God, hallelujah. And he's getting ready to put you in that blessing. Hallelujah, amen. And when God blesses you with something, amen, this is something, amen, it's free. Hallelujah, it's free. Well, look, all he had to do was dress it and keep it. Praise God, hallelujah. When if God blesses you with a house, amen, that you don't got to pay for, all you got to do is keep it. Keep it up. Hallelujah, that's what keep means, to keep it up. Amen, the maintenance. Praise God, hallelujah. You might have to throw some paint on it. Praise God. You might have to cut the grass. Glory to God, hallelujah. But if God gave you a house you didn't build and a vineyard you didn't grow, all you have to do is maintain the upkeep on it. This was the original intent that God had for man. Hallelujah, praise God. That the only work we were doing, praise God, was the upkeep on the blessing that he already gave us. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, work today, amen, it wasn't work to Adam and Eve, praise God, back in the garden. Hallelujah. What, comparing Adam and Eve, what work to them was, say you got a house with two cars and a garden in the back, and hallelujah, this was their work. They got up in the morning and cleaned the house. Hallelujah. He went outside and mowed the grass. Praise God, edged it up real nice. Praise God, hallelujah. Then they pulled the cars out the driveway and they washed them up and did the interior. This was the work, hallelujah, that they had to do. All they had to do was the upkeep on the blessing that God had already given them. Hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. But then, you know, we messed up. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. When you go to chapter 3, it talks about how we fell. We all know the story. We ate the fruit. Glory to God, hallelujah. We disobeyed God. Hallelujah. He said you can eat of every tree. And he said every tree was pleasant. Hallelujah. Every tree was good for food. Hallelujah. But he said even though it was good for food, hallelujah, don't eat it. Praise God. It's good for knowledge, but don't eat it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we ate it anyway. And we ended up in the predicament we in. And the only reason we in this predicament is because of a curse. A curse that God put on us because of our disobedience. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that curse, praise God. Hallelujah. When we go to, let's go to Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to start at verse 16. Hallelujah. I'm not worried about the curses he gave to the snake. Hallelujah. Let's look at what he said to us. Praise God. He said, unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. I will put enmity between thee. I'm sorry. Unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception in sorrow, and thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be for thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Hallelujah. That was the curse placed on the woman, placed on Eve. She will have a painful childbirth. Hallelujah. Her life will just be full of sorrow. Hallelujah. Amen. And then it say her desire shall be for her husband, and he will rule over her. Hallelujah. First she was a helper. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. When you go back, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Verse 22. Praise God. I'm sorry. Verse 18. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. This chapter 2, verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. Amen. Praise God. So this is somebody to help him. Hallelujah. In the garden. Help him maintain it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Help him keep it up. Hallelujah. Praise God. She was a helper. She wasn't a subservient servant. Praise God. Hallelujah. But now he's going to rule. Now she's just not here to help. Hallelujah. Now he get to tell her what to do, when to do it, how to do it, where to do it. This was the curse. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when we go to the New Testament, Hold up. Let me tell you about Adam. Verse 10 of chapter 3. And unto Adam he said, because thou hearkened unto the voice of thy wife. Hallelujah. Praise God. And hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. Sorrow shalt thou eat of it all of thy days. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. And the sweat of thy face, see how long I was in, and the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread. Thou shalt return unto the ground, for out of it was thou taken, and for thus thou art, and unto thus thou shalt return. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he said, amen, you're going to have to work hard to eat now. First, all you had to do was reach over, pick an apple off the tree. Pick a banana, go get some grapes. Hallelujah. Go over there, get some lettuce, tomatoes, make you a good little salad. Praise God. Hallelujah. It was all free. You had crystal clear water flowing in the river for you. Praise God. You never got wet because it didn't rain. The water just came up from the ground and watered the trees, glory to God, and watered the plants. You had it good, but now you're going to have to work. Hallelujah. When you eat, amen, it's only because you done sweated to earn what you got. Hallelujah. The ground is cursed because of you, because of what you did. Glory to God. This was our curse, glory to God. Hallelujah. And that we had to die. You came from the dirt. Hallelujah. So you're going to go back to it. Praise God. But the New Testament tells us, amen, that because of one man, hallelujah, amen, one man, Adam, brought sin into the world. Hallelujah. Amen. But another man named Jesus, hallelujah, amen, took sin out of the world. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Praise God. By one man's sin, hallelujah, came, amen, into the, and by one man's sin, man, came out of the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe, Romans chapter 12. I'm sorry, Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 5, verse 12 says, wherefore as one man sinned into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that have all sinned. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he messed up. We had a generational curse on all of us. Praise God, because we all had additional curse. And we got to work. We got to work hard. Hallelujah. By everything we eat is by the sweat of our blood. He said it wasn't going to be easy no more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 13, for until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Hallelujah. Verse 14, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, hallelujah, after the similitude of Adam's transgression. Who is him, figure of him that was to come? Who is the figure of him that was to come? So what is he saying? Praise God, hallelujah, amen. You was born in sin because of what Adam did. It was passed down from generation to generation to generation. But one man came. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But watch this, verse number 15. It says, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. The free gift. Remember, everything that was in the garden, hallelujah, was free. Praise God. You didn't have to work for what they got. Hallelujah, in the garden. For if through the lips of one many be, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace by which one man, Jesus Christ, has abundantly abounded to many. What is he saying? He's saying, praise God, because of what Jesus did, which was a free gift from God that he's giving you of grace, that the curse that we got from Adam, that generational curse has now been reversed. Praise God, hallelujah, that we shall no longer feel the sting of death. Now, if that means, once you receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, right then and there you have eternal life. The only part of the curse that's being upheld is that your flesh will go back to the dust. Hallelujah. But your spirit, your soul, will live forever. Now, hallelujah, if the curse has been reversed on death, hallelujah, hasn't the curse been reversed on debt? Hallelujah. Praise God. Do we still, amen, we're no longer under the curse. Do we still have to, amen, survive and eat by the sweat of our brow? Hallelujah. Is the ground still cursed? Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, when I look at the curse that was put on the woman, it said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But now women have an epiderm. Hallelujah. They got all kind of scientific things now. Hallelujah. Amen. And they just boop, pop the baby right out. Some women don't even use drugs. We was watching something on YouTube. This lady stood up, squatted down, and had her baby. Pulled them right out. Hallelujah. Sat down, put them on the breast. Amen. And kept going like she just didn't have a baby. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that tells me, see, we got to go by what we see. What we see going on. Do you see people still under the curse? Hallelujah. What? Look at the other part. And thy desire shall be for thy husband. Glory to God. We in a day and age when a woman says she don't need no man. Since these women don't have no desire for us no more, glory to God, they can go get it on their own. They I-N-D-E-P-N-D. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't act like you don't know the song. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That's where we at right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he said, he shall rule over her. I don't know about you, but ain't no husband ruling. Hallelujah. They may be the man, the quote-unquote man of the house, but they ain't ruling over nobody. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Even a subservient woman have a limit. Hold up now. You're going too far. Praise. I got to check you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know who you think this is, who you've dated in the past. Amen. I ain't your ex. I ain't your future. I ain't your mom. They would tell you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So ain't nobody ruling over nobody. So if the curse ain't lifted off of them, if you don't see no signs of the curse on the female side, hallelujah, praise God, why are we still under the curse on the male side? Hallelujah. Yeah, we want to claim the grace and we want to go to heaven. Hallelujah, praise God. But what about the rest of the curse? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, by the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. In sorrow thou shalt eat all the days of your life. I ain't got to be fed no more. Hallelujah. Praise God. I ain't got to sweat, hallelujah, just to eat no more. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. But if I don't believe that, hallelujah. If I don't believe it, hallelujah, it's not going to come to pass because of my, hallelujah, belief system. Hallelujah. 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 So let me double back real quick. If a woman was never meant to be ruled over, hallelujah, she must be meant to be ruled beside. Hallelujah, she's meant to rule beside the king. Hallelujah, amen. See, that's the whole concept of a king and a queen. Glory to God, on the throne at the same time. See, right now over in England, Britain, whatever it is, we got the queen of England over there. Hallelujah, they waiting for her to die, and then one of the men going to become king. They don't have a king and a queen at the same time. Hallelujah. It's either other, and if you marry, if I'm a man married to the queen, hallelujah, I'm a prince. Hallelujah. And if you're a woman married to the king, you're a princess. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't become a king, praise God, amen, a queen till somebody dies. Hallelujah. But God didn't set it up that way. God set it up in the beginning, hallelujah, with her ruling beside him. Hallelujah. How else can you help me unless you're beside me? Praise God. Hallelujah. But yet some men in the church, at the church, hallelujah, praise God, still want to hold women under this curse. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If we've been released from the curse, hallelujah, amen, then that means we've been released from all of it. Not just some of it, all of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know why? The Lord say, you know why? Hallelujah. This ain't being taught that we're being released from the whole curse. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because people want you to stay subservient to tradition. We want to keep women in their place. Hallelujah. Praise God. We want to keep men out there working themselves to death. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to keep the concept that we have constructed. We believe life should be intact. Hallelujah. Praise God. So how else to keep it intact but to preach it from the pulpit? Glory to God. Hallelujah. What better way, amen, to keep a person in their place, amen, than to say God said, I'm supposed to rule over you because of what you did. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you worse than the serpent. Glory to God with your half-truths. Because God wasn't punishing you because of what she did. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. If the spirit of Adam could hear me, glory to God, it ain't because of what she did. It's because of what you did. Glory to God. Through generations, we pass this down. Hallelujah. Because you hearken to the sound of your wife. Don't listen to her. Praise God. Amen. Don't listen to her. Glory to God. Them women will lead you wrong every time. It started in the garden. They've been doing it ever since. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But it's not that he just hearkened to the sound, to the voice of his wife. He hearkened, amen, to the opposite of what, hallelujah, God said. Hallelujah. Praise God. She could have asked him to do anything else, and if he would have did it, God wouldn't have had no problem with it. Hallelujah. She could have had him building tree houses and amen, making an irrigation system for running water and just really out there working, making some stuff, making the garden look like something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God wouldn't have no problem with it. Hallelujah. It wasn't because he did what she said. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's because it was the opposite of what God said. Praise God. You know, like with Abraham. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abraham was told by God. By God. Hallelujah. Not by a prophet. Praise. When a prophet tells me something, I can say, I don't know. I don't know. He a man. He could be making that up. She could be making it up. I don't know. But God talked to Abraham and said, Sarah gonna have a baby. I know she old. Hallelujah, but I'm God, and she's going to have a baby. And he believed God. Hallelujah, but then his wife said, I don't believe God. Glory to God, hallelujah. Now, up until that, it wasn't a problem. But no matter, we don't even know what Sarah asked this man to do up until that point. Hallelujah, that's what I want you to point. Understand, if you know, praise God, hallelujah, if you ever been in a relationship, a woman asks you to do something every now and then. Hallelujah, can you do this? Can you go do that? Can you go here? Go to the store? Will you go to the store? Pick this up? Can you go do this? Do that? Do this? So she's been asking him to do some stuff. And he was hearkening to her voice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But then she said to do something against what God said. Well, why don't you sleep with the handmaid? Hallelujah. Praise God. You know them talks. Y'all act like, baby, you want to have a threesome for your birthday? Well, I done heard them conversations. And you know what the Bible said. Glory to God. But you thinking about that threesome in your mind. See, Abraham was thinking about that little handmaiden. She wasn't, what, 15, 16? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So instead of hearkening to the voice of God, he hearkened to the voice of his wife. And like the apostle told you last night, hearken don't mean just to listen. That means to listen and act on it. So he listened and acted on what his wife said, even though it was against the word of God. Understand, God gonna have a problem with anybody. Hallelujah, amen. That says something against what he said. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His only fault with Eve, amen, was that you listened to this serpent. Praise God. And a lot of people, this is what a lot of men say. He mad at Eve because she ain't listening to Adam. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because one time I taught, amen, that Eve wasn't there when he told Adam not to eat the fruit. She came along later. Hallelujah. Praise God. So Adam must have been the one to teach her. Hallelujah. So the one she wasn't listening to was Adam. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the one Adam wasn't listening to was God. Hallelujah. 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 And men say, well, she wasn't listening to her husband. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay. Well, you can go with that. Praise God. But that still ain't the downfall of man. Praise God. Hallelujah. The downfall of man was when man, Adam, hallelujah, as it's pronounced in the Hebrew, Adam did not listen to God. Hallelujah. Adam could have got them both out of it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because nothing happened to both of them ate the fruit. But we want to condemn the woman even to this day. Hallelujah. Praise God. So now we gotten to the point where we don't listen, amen, to the woman, whether she telling the truth, telling a lie, going against God, for God. We just don't listen at all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's the religious people that are doing it because they're using the word of God to keep the woman under the curse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The curse is lifted from both of us, both genders. We're not under the curse no more. Hallelujah. This flesh, praise God, will go back to the grave. Hallelujah. And I don't even think, amen, that has to do with the curse, praise God. I think they got to do, amen, to what we've done. What we've done to the air, what we've done to the food. Praise God, what we've done to ourselves. Praise God, hallelujah. That's why everybody died. Hallelujah, praise God. Somebody, could we live forever? We might could. Hallelujah, but we done got away from the principles that they were practicing in the garden. They wasn't eating meat in the garden. They wasn't killing animals and eating in the garden. Hallelujah. Maybe that's why they lived to be 800, 900 years old. Praise God, because they wasn't out there eating meat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But now, look what we're doing. We eating all that. Praise God. Hallelujah. We keeping ourselves under the curse. Hallelujah. And mankind, there's nothing we can do individually. This is something we got to do all together. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 This curse has been lifted and we got to accept it and we got to believe it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to believe as soon as you save, you got eternal life. You ain't waiting to get it. It's not something that when you die, God come give it to you. Here's your eternal life. No, he said, I came that you will have life and have life. Hallelujah. More abundantly. Hallelujah. I'm coming to give you more of what you already. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. You ain't got to wait for it. It's there. Hallelujah. If you choose to believe, you got to believe it. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Do you believe the curse has been lifted off of your life? Praise God. The generational curse. Praise God. Do you believe the blood of Jesus is that strong? Are you like Andre Crouch? It reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. Hallelujah. The blood will never lose its power. If you can believe it washed away your sins, why can't you believe it washed away the curse? If you can believe it washed away a sin that you haven't committed yet. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. A sin, I know that's hard to, hallelujah. I ain't even did it yet, but God done already washed it away. Hallelujah. I don't got no intentions, but God done already washed it away. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's how powerful the blood is. The blood is taking care of stuff you ain't even did yet. Hallelujah. 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 If you truly believed in the blood, you wouldn't worry about your kids. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My ex-wife always calling. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not worried about them. Glory to God, because the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The power of prayer. I believe in the power of prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Once I pray about it, what am I worried about it for? Hallelujah. See, it's all going back to your belief system. You got to believe these curses have been lifted. You got to believe that God is with you day and night. Hallelujah. You got to believe that he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. You got to believe that all things are working together for your good. Hallelujah. It may feel like you cursed. Hallelujah. But it's just like Jeremiah said, when they was tearing it down, and then when they was building it up, I couldn't tell the difference. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So some of us, amen, are blessed, but it looks like a curse. Hallelujah. Why every woman keep leaving me? Because that ain't the one for you.
Glory to God. God wants to bless you.
I mean, come on, hallelujah. With the one to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
But in order to bless you with the one for you, we got to weed out all these chicken heads you keep growing through.
Oh, he can't
hallelujah. That's why they won't stay with you, because they ain't right for you, and God ain't going to allow it to stay. Glory to God. It's working for your good. When you meet the one for you, you're going to be glad they left you. Hallelujah. Praise God, if you believe it. Hallelujah. Belief is a powerful thing.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus said, whatever ye shall desire when you pray, believe that you have received it, and ye shall have it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's the problem. People are not believing. Hallelujah. And when you don't believe, hallelujah, you will not achieve it. You will not receive the blessing that God got for you because you don't believe he got it for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is a belief system. Amen. If you don't believe, quit wasting God's time. He's going to put you out the room. Elder, what? God wouldn't put me out the room. Oh, he wouldn't. There was a child that was sick. She had died. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It was the pastor's daughter. Amen. Praise God. Well, the keeper of the synagogue. Hallelujah. And Jesus went and said, amen, she just sleep. And people laughed. They giggled when he said that. So he said, y'all got to get out of here. He put them out the room in order for him to perform the miracle that this girl needed in her life. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you tonight, if you got doubt, if you got disbelief, God will put you out, hallelujah, so he can bless that person that needs to be blessed. But he ain't going to bless you if you there. Hallelujah. See, watch this. Watch this. The Bible says that it rains on the just and the unjust alike. If you unjust and you just happen to be standing by me, hallelujah, and it starts raining, hallelujah, you going to get wet. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's some people out there that ain't living right that got a better belief system than you. Oh, Lord Jesus, do we got to go there, Lord? It's some people out there that's sinning day and night that got more belief in God than you do. See, they sin don't show they belief.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to get in trouble. Hallelujah. You think just because they on that pole, they don't believe in God? You think because they slanging dope? They don't believe in God. Glory to God. They got more belief than you do. Jesus said it. Jesus said when the centurion soldier came, he said, I ain't seen this much faith in all of Israel. Faith is defined as a strong belief. I ain't seen nobody believe like this in the entire church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And because you don't believe, hallelujah, amen. You got to get out. Everybody else finna get wet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm finna rain blessings. Hallelujah. But you, hallelujah, because of your unbelief. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell people all the time, watch what you say. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because if you say the wrong thing, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You will get cut off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because ain't no room for no doubt around here. Glory to God. Well, I don't know if God told you that. You know what? You can go ahead and get off my line. Thank you. Appreciate you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can lose the number two. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because your belief ain't right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ain't never going to achieve anything if you keep on hanging around people, amen, that don't believe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How are you going to reverse the curse in your life if you don't believe the curse has been reversed? Hallelujah. How are you going to walk in royalty, hallelujah, as a child of the Most High God if you don't believe you're a child of the Most High God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, the boundaries were broken. Hallelujah. No free man, no slave, no Jew, no Gentile, no Greek. Hallelujah. We are one in the spirit. Glory to God. You are not excluded. Praise God. Hallelujah. No matter what somebody done told you. Hallelujah. The color of your skin disqualifies you, but your spirit has no color. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. What do you believe? If you believe you're going to hell, guess where you go? Hallelujah. If you believe, amen, I know the curse been lifted, but I still got to sweat. I still got to work hard. Hallelujah. I still got to push it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you believe the curse has been lifted, amen, then quit ruling over these women. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Quit looking for somebody. Watch this, the Lord say. Quit looking for somebody to rule over and look for somebody to help you. Oh, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look for somebody to help you. Glory to God. The curse is over. You just got to walk in it. You just got to believe it. Hallelujah. Elder, you're repeating yourself. I know, praise God, hallelujah, because I want this to get into your head, glory to God. And it takes the average person at least 7 times, at least. This is just the average person. And some of us are a little slow. We don't want to admit it. Praise God. We try to hide it to the best of our ability. Some of us are a little slow. It takes us a little while to catch on. Hallelujah. So the Lord keep repeating, amen. We got to believe this thing. Hallelujah. We got to get it in our skulls. We got to get it in our hearts. We got to get it in our spirits. Hallelujah. Get it down in your soul. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That you have been redeemed from the curse. Hallelujah. David brought it in. Jesus took it out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You should thank God. You should praise him. You should magnify him because you deserve to be punished. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may have been born in sin. You may have been innocent born in sin. In other words, you may have been an innocent baby and sin was just passed down on you from what Adam did, glory to God. But since then, every sin that's been put on you, you put it on you. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Since then, see, we keep blaming Adam. It's your fault, Adam. Adam blamed the woman. Now we want to blame Adam. It's your fault. Hallelujah. Adam been dead for, what, millions of years? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You lied this morning. Oh, Lord. You going to blame Adam for that lie this morning? Praise God. Jesus has died on the cross already. Hallelujah. He's been resurrected. He's on the right throne, the right hand of the man. Hallelujah. Praise God. He just sent the Holy Ghost. You say you got it. So what's your excuse for sinning now? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, add this, and we getting ready to close. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you, amen, sin, you curse yourself. Oh, Lord. Break it down to us, Lord. Hallelujah. When you commit a sin, what you're doing is planting a seed. Hallelujah. Mm. You're putting that in the atmosphere. Glory to God, hallelujah. Like the world say, it's in the universe now. It's out there. And it's like a boomerang. It may travel all the way to the other side of the world, but eventually it's going to come back and hit you. Glory to God, hallelujah. I have redeemed you, hallelujah, from the sin that Adam put on you. Glory to God, hallelujah. But be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, shall he also reap. Every time you sin, you are cursing yourself. Hallelujah. Power, right? You're not under the law. You're under grace. Yeah, yeah. But that ain't going to stop. I got grace. The cops don't got grace. Hallelujah. Your mama ain't got grace. Your husband, your wife, they ain't got no grace. The people at the job ain't got no grace. The people you cutting off in traffic ain't got no grace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I gave you grace. So every time you sin, you're cursing yourself with man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm thinking Hebrews 12 and 11, I believe it was. It says, follow peace with all men, of which you will not see the Lord. Hallelujah. I can't sin against you. Praise God. Call myself saved. hallelujah, and expect nothing to happen to me?
Mm.
Expect nothing, no repercussions. Glory to God. I can just go out there and lie all willy-nilly. Glory to God, because God died for that. And da-da-da-da-da. No. Hallelujah. Now you're abusing the grace.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Now you're writing hot grace checks. Hallelujah. You know, remember you used to write a hot check and bounce? You had to pay a $25 fee. That was back in the day. Now it's like $40, $50. Hallelujah. You bounced because you had insufficient funds. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. See, somebody out there swiping their grace card. Hallelujah. Amen. And their limit getting low. Hallelujah. You can't abuse the grace of God. He say, don't use your freedom for evil. Hallelujah. Praise God. You use it. It's like that card, that credit card. You know, I know a lot of us don't live this life, but when you watch TV, praise God, the white parents, they give their kids credit cards and tell them this is just in case of an emergency. The TV parents, they do this. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what that grace is for. I slipped up. I messed up, Lord. I wasn't trying to go that route. I don't know how that happened. Sometimes stuff just happens. You don't know how it happened until you go back and see, well, maybe I shouldn't have did that and made that turn. I shouldn't have said that. That led to this. Praise God. But I didn't see it when I was in it. Hallelujah. Thank God I got my grace card for it. But if I'm out there just doing what I want to do, hallelujah, all willy-nilly. What they used to say, I'm just out there sowing my little wild oats, glory to God. Hallelujah, with no regard, hallelujah, for God. No regard for righteousness, glory to God, hallelujah. They tell me my belief system is messed up. Hallelujah, I believe I can do what I want to do because God died for it, so I'm free. I'm free to commit sin all willy-nilly, glory to God, hallelujah. And that's not true, glory to God, hallelujah. When they asked Paul that, he said, certainly not. Are you crazy? Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, yeah, his sins abounds. Praise God, hallelujah. But that don't mean, amen, to go out there, amen, and stack up on sin. Because where God's grace abounds, hallelujah, man's grace, not so much. Hallelujah. Man's grace, not so much. Amen. You still got some exes out there mad at you for what you did 20 years ago. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why? Because they ain't had the grace that God got. We got to realize people ain't God. Hallelujah. We made in his image. We God-like. We try. Some of us try to be like God. Hallelujah. Amen. We try to forgive. We try to get over it. We try to move on. Hallelujah. But the majority of this world we living in, you better not cross none of these people. Hallelujah. You better not step on none of these people's toes. You better not bump into them. You better not cut them off in traffic. You better not flick them the finger. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because they just might kill you. When you sin, you curse yourself. You put that curse that God died, hallelujah, on the cross to take off of you, back on you. Hallelujah. Praise God. You take days off your life. Hallelujah. Cut on the TV. Y'all keep staying in adultery. Hallelujah. Praise God. I saw a woman get stabbed 30-some times on IG. Before they took it down, praise God, because she was caught in the very act. They ain't thinking to no counsel and put her before God and ask God. He killed her. Hallelujah. While she was in sin. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the old folks say you don't want to die in your sin. Praise God. But see, she believed. Hallelujah, that she wouldn't get caught. She believed that she would have another day. She believed the wrong thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what are we believing tonight? As we get ready to get out of here, what are we believing? Are we believing Hallelujah, amen, that we still under the curse. Are we believing? Hallelujah, that we supposed to rule over these women. Are we believing? Amen, that we supposed to sweat from our brow in order to eat. Hallelujah. Do we believe, amen, that our lives are filled with sorrow and pain? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do we believe that the joy of the Lord is our strength? Hallelujah. Do we believe all things are working together for our good? Hallelujah. Do we believe that because the curse came in by one man, hallelujah, it was eliminated by another? What do we believe tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God, because if you believe in the wrong thing, hallelujah, amen, you're going to keep, hallelujah, living that sorrowful life that you live in now. You're only in it right now because you don't believe. You don't believe the curse has been lifted. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But if you believe it tonight, if you can change your mind and get that in your spirit, hallelujah, amen, that I am no longer cursed, hallelujah, praise God, if I believe it in my mind, hallelujah, see, I got to change that. Hallelujah, I got to change what I believe, metanoia, to change my mind. I got to change it. I've been thinking the wrong way. I've been thinking things are right or wrong. Glory to God. I've been thinking that's okay when it's not. Hallelujah. I've been thinking that I'm supposed to work hard. Hallelujah. Amen. No, I'm not. Praise God. I'm not supposed to die young because I done worked hard my whole life. And all y'all going to do is sit around and say, well, he was a hard worker. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why he died early, because he worked hard. At least he worked hard. I can say that. Hallelujah, praise God, but I'm dead and gone because I kept myself under the curse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get out of here, but the Lord say, remind us, hallelujah, remember what he said? Amen. He said, amen, don't worry about what you're going to eat. Don't worry about what you're going to drink. Don't worry about what you're going to wear. Hallelujah. This is what the Gentiles worry about. This is what people that ain't saved. Hallelujah, this is what they worry about. But with me, you ain't got to worry about that. As long as you seek me and my righteousness, mine, that's the key. My righteousness, not what's right to you. Because it's right to you to divorce your wife. It's right to you to disown your kids. It's right to you to cuss somebody out. Hallelujah. But when you seek his righteousness, hallelujah, all these other things. See, as long as Adam was seeking his righteousness, hallelujah, everything was given to him. But as soon as he went against the word of God, hallelujah, everything was taken from him, hallelujah, within a blink of an eye. So what do you believe tonight? Are you under the curse or are you free? Are you seeking his righteousness? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God, or do you believe you still under the curse? Hallelujah, because where you go from here on all depends, hallelujah, on how you thinking. It all depends on what you believe in.
Yeah.
Praise God on tonight. We thank God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word. Hallelujah, Lord. Help us to believe, Lord, that we have been lifted from these curses. Hallelujah, that Adam brought into this world. Help us to believe, Lord, hallelujah, we are freed from sin. Hallelujah, Lord. Help us to believe that we are no longer a slave to it. Hallelujah, we can come up from it. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord. Help us, Lord. And we thank you. We praise you. We thank you for your son who died on the cross. Hallelujah, for our sins, that we may be saved, that we may be delivered. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you for releasing us from this curse. Hallelujah. And we praise you, and we receive your blessings, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And whatever blessings you give us, we will keep. Whatever you blessings you give us, we will maintain. Hallelujah, Lord. And we will appreciate you and show you gratitude and magnify your name. Hallelujah, for what you have done for us. Glory to God. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And amen. Hallelujah on today. Glory to God. We thank God, hallelujah, for everybody that called in, everybody that tuned in on tonight, hallelujah. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We want to remind everybody we will be back online tomorrow night. Same time, same channel. That's 7 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Midwest, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. At 10 o'clock Eastern, you can catch us right here, More Than an Hour of Power. We will be bringing forth the word of God again on tomorrow night. Amen. Once again, we've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Amen. We thank everybody for calling in and tuning in. Praise God. Hollering around everybody on behalf of First Lady and myself. We love each and every last one of y'all. Y'all have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. And don't forget, hallelujah, to say your prayers. And see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody, go with God. Have a blessed night. And we'll see y'all next time on More Than an Hour of Power. And remember, as long as you're in the presence of God, hallelujah, anything can happen. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah.
Y'all sing it, anything, say it. I got good news.
Something good is happening here.
Anything can happen in here.
that little child with no father, for that man that doesn't have a place to stay, for that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story, tell you a story?
You can lean on me.
There's a man,
oh yeah,
standing on the corner. He has no home, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
I came home after a trip to Atlanta, a different planet. It's where they thought I came from after my ship had landed. Truth is, I had this meeting with God and confessed my sin, and he gave me this new beginning. All I could do then was pray. I came home after a trip to Atlanta, a different planet. It's where they thought I came from after my ship had landed. Truth is, I had this meeting with God and confessed my sin, and he gave me this new beginning. All I could do then was pin it all down in my notebook. Just a lot of verses, me learning how not to curse was like learning to write in cursive. She's still flirting with me even though we up in church, and I'm fighting to memorize all these verses up in the Word. You would have never seen it come. A couple months ago, I'm getting high with my cousin, and fast forward now around campus, I am buzzing. Not really, but it felt like that. It felt like rap was just another passion. Never thought I'd be at the Grammys talking about my fashion. You don't believe in God, but how did you explain what happened? I promise we ain't planning. Now Christians unashamed from Zambia to Manhattan. Still looking for the pattern, come on. What would it take to make you believe? More fire from the sky, another part in the sea. The honest truth is that you ain't got the power to see. But let me take you on this journey, it all started with me. What's up? What would it take to make you believe? More fire from the sky, another part in the sea. The honest truth is you ain't got the power to see. But let me take you on this journey. Yeah, most of the things I thought I'd never do, I did those. And I ain't nothing but a man standing up on his tiptoes. Shout out to Kirk Franklin, but I ain't him. I'm what happens when hip-hop bless all the saints in. I wouldn't call it gospel music, but I'm Christian, no. And it's what happened when a Christian flow. Now it's funny, cause I don't really got a home. And this industry say can leave him alone unless he become a clone. Had me singing the same old songs, no power in them. But I'm too hard to understand, I'm an algorithm. And evidently it's evidence I'm a resident of somewhere that you know that you ought to be, but you never been. So try to get used to me, cause I'ma settle in. Reminding you to settle your heavenly settlement. A sight for sore eyes or an eyesore, it don't matter, I own the label. And guess what, I'ma sign more.
Church closed too.
The canon, the canon, the canon.
Do your head like this. Watch this.
Every time I look back, and every time I think back, oh, all the stuff I've been through, I pray through, I cry through, and then I try you. And just when I was about to fall, you left, call me when your name I call. See, you keep on looking out.
Say it again.
Every time I look back.
Every time I think back.
And every time I think back.
Listen.
On all the stuff I've been through, I pray through, I cry through, and then I try you. And just when I was about to fall, your love called me when your name I call.
What's his name? Second verse, watch this. Watch this. Remember.
Remember when the doctor said he said he couldn't help you out.
Remember this right here?
Remember when the money was getting low. You're hurting, now you're feeling low. And just when you thought the night would never end. The sun came out, now you can smile.
What's
again.
His name? You remember that?
Remember when the money was getting low. You're hurting, now you're feeling
what?
Low. And just when you thought the night would never end.
What happened?
The sun came.
Anybody up here know what I'm talking about? Look at that. Come on, y'all.
Amen.
Can we minister to you? Come on and tell. You keep on. Talking about us. Just keep on. church, listen. I shouldn't be here today.
I shouldn't be here today. And when I look back on my mistakes, it hadn't been for your grace. I don't know where I'd be, where I'd go. Who can love me like you do? And who can hold me when I'm gone?
What's this mean? Come on, come on. Let's tell them one more time. You keep on. Raise your hand and listen.
You keep on
looking out for me.
Looking out for me.
I need a witness up in here. You keep on, Jesus.
You keep on.
Come on and say.
Looking out for me.
Time out for time. You keep on, Jesus.
You keep on.
Come on and say.
Looking out for me.
Say right there. Say, you keep on, Jesus.
You keep on.
Good God, my. Break the music.
You keep on looking out for me.
Anybody know what I'm talking about? Hey.
You keep on
looking out for me, Jesus.
Looking out for me.
Willie Neal Johnson. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? If I can get a witness, baby, yeah.
We about to get out of here. One more jam. Just being ordinary people. We out of here.
Let's get it,
y'all.
I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary.
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary.
Yo.
You think Elder just extra, you think I do the most,
uh-huh.
You wanna know how I know, the spirit told me so, how a preacher on the mic in the church flowing, ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing, he just extra,
uh-huh.
Yeah, he need to stop, he need to get off that prayer line and get a job, he ain't hearing from God, he just being lazy, that stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. Still I call and still I watch and still I listen in,
uh-huh.
Cause if he make it I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time, all y'all haters get y'all pad and pen,
uh-huh.
Write this down so you won't forget, I want you to remember this. That I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary,
think I'm being extra, that's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
I ain't tryna be extra spiritual,
I ain't trying,
nah, or extra lyrical, you just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it,
when I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it, he the realest. Nothing I do no more, it's about to show. Nothing I do no more, it's for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store.
talk for me. Trying to overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked, that's why y'all mad at me. I'm rapper G-O-D, because he got my back. When Elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable, cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know that I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary, extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual,
nah,
or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it,
when I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
That I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen.